We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Yorodea, Chelek Beis, Hilchas Kavoid Raboi V'Talmud Chacham, Halacha Gimel, Paragraph Tes Zayin, V'Alkein Heim Shloishim V'Sheish Neirois B'Chol Shmoina Simei Chanukah. Rab Nosson Zal says, now you'll also see the connection as to why we light a total of 36 candles throughout the 8 days of Chanukah. 1 plus 2 plus 3, you know, going up to 8. Keneged lamed vov tzadikim shebechol doer, corresponding to the 36 tzadikim, which are present in every single generation, hamistaklim ba'aspaklaria hameira, who see Hashem with tremendous clarity. The Gemara speaks about two levels of prophets. There were some prophets who saw Hashem in a hazy form. That's referred to as aspaklaria she'enoi meira. Those prophets, when they would speak, they would say, koi omar Hashem. Like this is what Hashem said. Like this. Whereas the Gemara says there were certain prophets like Moshe Rabbeinu, they saw Hashem baspaklaria hameira. They saw Hashem with tremendous clarity. And when they would prophesy, they would say, ze hadofor asher tzivo Hashem. This is exactly what Hashem has commanded. You know, what Hashem has instructed. So Rav Nosson Zal tells us here, we know that there are 36 tzaddikim in every generation, the Gemara says, who are zeichet to see Hashem kaviyochel baspaklaria hameira, with tremendous clarity. Interesting side note, that the Zohar HaKadosh says that there's actually 2 times 36. The number is 36, but there are 36 in Eretz Yisrael and 36 dispersed around the rest of the world. The Zohar HaKadosh quotes a pasuk, Cholak Libam. Their heart was divided. The heart of the Jewish people is the tzaddikim. Lamed Beis Mem, the word Libam, is Begimatria 72. So the 72 is split. 36 in Eretz Yisrael, 36 outside of Eretz Yisrael. But again, this number 36, Kize Iker Ner Chanukah Kedei Lahamshich Oyer HaTzadikim HaAmitiim Bali Ruach HaKodesh HaMistaklim Baspaklarei Meira, because this is what lighting the Chanukah candles is all about, to draw upon ourselves the light of the true tzadikim who have Ruach HaKodesh, who see Hashem Baspaklarei Meira. By attaching ourselves, by drawing upon ourselves the light of those tzaddikim, we will be zeichet to emuna shlema. Amen. Rav Nosson Zal says. Paragraph Yudches v'zebchinas ner Chanukah osur leishtameish loyra, and this is also why the Gemara says that a person is not allowed to make personal use out of the Chanukah candles, meaning she osur lehiskarev lahatzadik. Bishvil shimushei choil. A Jew is not allowed to come close to tzaddikim for materialistic purposes. Even during his time, during Rabbeinu Zal's time, Rav Nosson Zal's time, people who went to tzaddikim went for a bracha for parnasa. Please, I need money, I need health. At best, those two things. To help them get certain jobs, certain positions, whether it was a rabbinical position in a particular city, that kind of thing. And Rav Nosson Zal understood, that's not what a tzaddik is really for. Iker ha-hiskarvus yeh b'shvil Hashem yisparach. The main reason for trying to come close to a tzaddik is for Hashem's kavod. Kedei liskois lemuna shlema, to be zeichet to complete faith in Hashem. The tzaddik is the one who believes in Hashem betachlis hashleimus, and he's the one who can teach me how to be zeichet to really believe in Hashem. So here Rav Nosson Zal comments that we see a remez to this in the halacha, where the Torah tells us that the Chanukah candles, you're not allowed to have any personal use out of them. We said that the Chanukah candles represent the light of the tzaddik, coming close to the tzaddikim. That a person needs to know when he's coming close to the tzaddik, he's not coming close for materialistic benefits. He's coming because the tzaddik is the one who can teach me emuna in Hashem, who can bring me to higher and higher levels of faith in Hashem and serving Hashem. That's the goal.